Talker Podcast.
What'd it do?
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Midnight Paco Podcast. As always, you can follow me at Justin Fuller Comedy on all platforms, people.
I am the underscore great underscore C-O-R-E-E.
That's right.
And that's where you can find me, or you can find us both at the Midnight Paco Podcast on Instagram.
That's right. Please hit the like.
And subscribe. It's going to be here.
Notifications, if you would, please.
So you'll know when we drop new episodes.
That's right, because we got some more coming. Banging episodes.
Banging episodes. We got what's guests coming.
Hi. Appreciate everybody out there listening, subscribing.
Yes.
Can't do it without you guys.
Yes, thank you so much. Thanks to all the audio listeners.
That's what I'm saying. Listening and watching.
And, you know, thank you very much. To the Spotify's and the Pandora's,
iHearts,
Google,
Apple Podcasts, all the good stuff out there.
Yeah. What'd you say, Rumble?
Rumble, we ain't got much traction. I don't know what's up with Rumble.
Well, still, shout out to Rumble.
Shout out to Rumble for being the platform, but
yeah,
what the suck.
Yeah, we there.
Yeah, we on there. I gotta look at the page a little bit. I think we got like two out there floating because I started one and I was working on some stuff and I don't know, they transferred from YouTube, so I gotta figure it out. But we're on Rumble too, everybody. So go check us out there and follow.
So to the Midnight Paco Podcast, brought to you in part by the Acumen Paralegal Services, help you help yourself the legal way. The services that they offer is they help with documents that need to be typed, guardianships, probate, divorce, wills and trusts, complaints, business organization, financial planning, and legal research and writing. Go ahead and give them a call at 216-727-0049 or 216-456-2000. Michelle White will get you right.
That's right. What up, dog?
Nothing?
No, yeah, EF nothing?
Nothing?
That's what my dad was. It's Al Bundy. That's what he said. His accountant's name is
EF nothing.
Yeah. Nothing.
Nothing. Not a whole lot.
Yeah.
We did some comedy.
We did do some comedy. We did.
I've been to a couple of shows. I didn't perform though, but I was there just simply for support.
Yes.
Yes. They were great shows.
It's always fun to get out when you don't have the pressure of performing.
Right.
But I don't mind the pressure of performing because, you know, we're silly and we like to talk stuff.
I like to perform and I also like to watch.
I do too. It's the fun thing.
Yeah.
I like to laugh.
I like to laugh too.
You know what I'm saying?
I like to watch and perform and what else? I like green room privileges.
Yeah.
You know,
they're not bad.
You know, it's cool. Like, you have green room privileges.
When you show up at a show that you're not performing on, but you know the performer, so you just walk in where they're performing.
Or you know the people that's putting on the show.
Yeah.
And they don't be like, no, you can't come back here.
Like,
if you don't get back here and hang out with us.
Right. That's what's up. That's good.
Yeah, I like green room privileges. Yeah. That's pretty cool.
100%. Yeah, no, it's good time. Especially, like I said, even like with, I'm saying we had green room privileges, but we get to talk to certain headliners. You know what I mean? Privileges more so. Not that they don't talk to everybody, but more so, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, you know.
That's all. It's good times. It's good to have those moments where you're like, hold on, wait, I'm somebody. Wait a minute. Okay, you know who I am.
You know who I am?
Yeah. Appreciate that.
What the?
Alright, yeah, I will hang out back here.
Yes, we would, and I'll take two of those. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Put that on my reader, please.
Yes, thank you.
Reese's Cups. Cut into fours, please.
Beta!
Anywho, we did do some comedy tonight.
Tonight we did comedy.
Yeah.
Shout out to the Funny Stop.
Shout out to the Funny Stop.
In Cuyahoga Falls. Oh, the
whoa.
Cuyahoga Falls.
There you go.
Shout out to the Funny Stop.
Shout out to the Funny Stop.
Yeah, we did some comedy.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I did my new shit in front of 12 people.
Well, you know, let's see.
It's suspect. I'm still I gotta figure it out.
I think you just keep punching at it, keep working. Watch your tapes. I'll send them to you when I get home.
Yeah, because I was recording yours and I had to walk up and I couldn't get my phone out to even voice record my shit.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, you know, I usually at least do that.
Yeah.
I didn't have it set up, but I knew you were recording, so I was
of course.
Like, whatevs.
I was there.
Yeah, no. That was dope. Yeah. So, you know. I'll
fight for freedom wherever there's trouble.
G.I. Joe.
Was there.
Cordell.
I was there.
Coulson
was there.
What the suck.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was, you know, it was a night.
It was a night. It was a good night. It was a night. It was a rep to put in. You still want to give it all you got, no matter how many people are in the audience. You want to perform. You want to. You got the lights. You have the sound. You give it what you got.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess then. Suspect. Working on it, people. It sucks.
I don't think so.
I mean, there's parts of it that are good. There's just ironing out to it. I just got to figure out as well. Because, like I said, it sounds too suspect.
I mean, it would be helpful if you did iron it out in front of an actual
crowd,
comedy audience versus.
Yeah.
You know.
What was there?
Versus. Yeah.
What was there?
Versus a room full of comedians.
Right.
They really don't laugh at your stuff. It's really hard to gauge your material.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, funny is funny.
No, but it's good to get that out, the rep. You know what I mean? It's good to get that, the set out. Because I've only done it 4 times, maybe? You know what I mean? And the ending about the stuff I tried to throw in when we had Rob here. Shout out to Rob Coleman,
which we will be going to see his show.
Yes, tomorrow. But you guys won't know until this post next week. But we'll talk about it. How about that?
Yes.
Following episode. But we had him on last week, and we were going over like stuff before the show about some of our jokes.
Yeah.
And he threw the tag on there about being at my funeral. Somebody talking shit at the funeral, you know, about this and that. So I tried to bring that into it, you know what I mean? That was the first time I added that to anything, so.
Oh, that was cool.
Yeah, it's just, but still, it's the whole thing. It's like that, what that chick said. I bet you did. It's like, all right, calm down. Slow down, it's just a joke. Either way, it's trying to find that line is what I'm saying. But, you know, it's work in progress. It's fun.
Yeah,
but like you said, it's hard to judge in front of a crowd that we had, you know, that was there tonight. I mean, but shout out to the Funny Stop once again. It's a comedy club that has an open mic. It just does. It's not drawing as much as it would, you know, should. I think for a night of comedy, which it has.
Right,
you know
for I mean? A night of comedy.
Yeah, so
it should. But then again, you have to take into consideration of the time of the year.
100% people are out there kicking it. It's nice weather.
Yeah, people are not. Yeah. Come into a comedy club when it's really nice outside.
Yeah. They get out of work. It's fucking nice. They want to sit in the backyard, have a couple drinks, chill in the pool or some shit. You know what I mean?
All that good outdoor summer fun.
Yeah. Or just chill to the house, AC. I don't know.
That part.
I don't know. Yeah, I get it. I think we think about more of it because we want to see a crowd. You know what I mean?
I mean, you know. I mean,
that's all.
Promote it, like.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, come see the next big star. Yeah. You never know who's going to be in that open mic.
Yeah.
Venue.
Yeah.
You never know. It's some, you know, in addition to the amateurs, not everybody is amateur.
Right.
You got some pros.
Yeah. That's what I say about OnlyFans.
We fall in the... yeah, we fall in the, on the side of professional.
Yeah. I mean...
We have been compensated for our work.
More than once.
On more than one occasion.
I mean, so. I can count... I can't. I mean, at least more than on one hand, I can go to another hand.
Hey.
I don't think I've gotten past 10. Maybe. Maybe.
You have.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's tripping. But anyway, yeah, we are on the pro side because we have been compensated for our work.
It's good times.
I like it.
It's better than not, but at the same time, it's still fun because each time is the same result. Whether you're getting paid or not. Getting paid is obviously better. But think about all the reps we did at the Funny Stop or at any open mic for free. And then we go to a show, do the same material, and get paid.
Yes.
Pretty decently,
too. It's a blessing.
You know what I'm saying? And it's the same result because you're saying the same material and people are laughing at the same shit.
Well, the same, for the most part. It could be the same result. I mean, because yeah, you know, I've done shows.
Yeah, there's different.
And I looked at my video like, okay, this is the material I'm going to do.
Right.
And I watched some of the tapes and I got nothing.
Oh, you get discouraged quick.
I'm like, oh, man, I'm going to suck.
Yeah.
I'm getting nothing. But right. Then when I perform it, it'd be like, wow, I did great. And it's a blessing.
It's oh, 100%. Yeah, I get it.
I never claimed to be funny. That's my thing.
I know. I get it.
I never said, oh, I'm funny. But I know funny.
I get it. I'm just saying.
I know funny.
I know.
Yeah.
But, like you said, it can be discouraging. Tonight wasn't one of those nights because now that we've been in it for a few years now, we recognize
what it is. We knew it.
You know what I mean?
From in the beginning.
Yeah, you know, you recognize.
I was like, yeah. It's going to be one of those nights.
One of those nights.
But like, guess what? Even though... You got laughs.
Well, yeah. I don't not get, but it's just, it's rough terrain because, for one, of the subject matter, and two, I'm trying to approach it, because I got to put the shit on me to try and case the point, you know what I mean? But I don't want to
see. He got laughs, and I got Jimmy in the audience. And for those that don't know, it's Jimmy the Cricket. He was out there like, when you wish upon a star, makes no difference. I was like, I hear you, Jimmy.
No, you got laughs.
I know. But I'm just saying, it wasn't like.
It's obviously was a.
Jimmy was
bumpy,
out there.
It was a bumpy ride. Yeah, it was definitely a bumpy ride.
I looked out in the audience and Jimmy tipped his
hat. I mean, we got about the same because.
Jimmy was like.
I feel for you, Coonsie. I'm going to be out here supporting.
Jimmy, I'm out there, he tipped his hat to me. I was like, I see you, Jimmy.
I mean, it happens, dog.
Jimmy the Cricket was like, here's to you, baby.
I get it. My shit wasn't all fucking last all the way through. There's a lot of dry spells. I'm like, well, keep pushing. You got to keep pushing through this. This is what you got. This is what you're going with. I mean, the good thing is, I think next thing I'm going to add some more to my other, the porn stuff, because I got some other stuff to add to it, but. You know, working on old shit, too. You got to keep improving.
Crickets are welcome to my show.
Hey, they hang out. They hang out. They're in the area.
Oh, my goodness. Yes.
It happens at times. I mean, it was, like you said, dude, we recognized it from the beginning. It was just one of those nights, you know. Wait, wait,
wait, wait. Napkin.
Oh, shit. Yep.
That'll do.
Here's a couple.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm dealing with some nasal drip.
Oh.
I was laughing at Jiminy Cricket too hard.
You'll be all right.
Your dreams will come true. I, you know, it's like, you know, shout out to everybody that performed tonight.
Yes. Shout out to everybody.
Shout out to everyone. They did their thing and,
shit, we were like 14th, 15th.
Yeah, I was, like, it was way down. And somebody said earlier, it may have been Bob Watson. Shout out to Bob Watson.
Shout out to Bob Watson.
He was like, yeah, cool. See, you're going to have to bring him back. He said that before the show.
Oh, really? Shit.
And I was like,
good luck.
Yeah, he said, yeah, cool. See, you're going to have to bring him back.
Shit, Bob had a good set.
He did.
Bob had a good set.
But I'm thinking like,
right. Yeah, I was hoping they'd start singing with you.
No.
But I knew it. I know, you rushed it.
Yeah, I, you know.
They weren't, look, these months, they weren't, like, what's the word I want to say, going back with the audience at all. You know what I mean? I mean, with the comedians.
No.
Any questions you asked, boy, they weren't fucking saying shit.
Nothing.
I was like, hey, you got this, you got anybody to do this, you... One person, like, raised their hand.
They definitely like drugs. They like homosexuality.
Did they, though? They ain't laughing my shit.
Yeah, they did. I mean... You got reactions.
I got to the point where it was just... Yeah, well, I definitely...
They love mushrooms. They love coke.
Yeah.
They love weed.
Yeah.
Have some coke. Have some weed. I'm your pusher.
I'm your pusher, man.
Yeah, and I'm like,
I gotta download that song. And I just say I gotta add to my playlist as I'm walking around.
You should. I'm your mom. That's Curtis Mayfield.
I know.
Pusher,
man. Yeah.
I'm the in the alley.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Shit. So that was one we used to ride around. The OCD just got him. He's trapped. Wants to watch the show. The show behind the show.
Boom, boom.
Shit. So what's up, dog? Fuck, life.
You know what? Just for the sake of time.
Yeah.
Just for a time stamp. Man, Diddy's going through it.
Oh, wow. Did you see the video?
Of
him whooping Cassie?
Yeah.
Wow.
It was tragic. You know, because she's a beautiful young lady. And, you know, how about not only is there an incriminating video of you doing something incriminating. In addition to that, you're in a towel.
Yeah,
naked,
right.
And you're in a towel.
Yeah, right.
And the video is slightly sped up.
Yeah. And he didn't stub his toe.
And you kick without injuring your toe.
How do you do that?
Barefoot.
Barefoot.
You know what? That means that's what you do.
I guess.
That's what
you're
you
that
do.
Confident that you can just run around the towel and kick people with your toes?
And you know that the hotel is recording.
Yeah, but it just now came out.
Well, I'm sure he paid people.
To keep it under wraps.
But then when it was subpoenaed by Homeland Security.
Oh, yeah.
Then it came out.
Okay, like, how much money you pay these motherfuckers? Give us the tape. Give us, because I know you got copies. Somebody's holding it for ransom. Think about that. I mean, that's like almost like the...
But it's out now.
Well, yeah. Now it's out there.
It's out.
So you should go to jail for at least fucking assault.
But that was settled, I believe. He settled outside of court.
So now it doesn't matter, huh? It's like double jeopardy?
I don't know, but, you know, he's being charged... Well, you know, basically...
Crazy.
The empire of Diddy is now falling. You know, Bad Boy and all that.
Yeah.
You know, and it's unfortunate because, you know, it was like...
That was actually, yeah, a good thing for, you know, hip-hop in a sense.
It, you know what? It showed to me, it was like... And I ain't going to even cap. And I'm going to be like, you know, everybody else, you know, they probably won't say this, but I thought... Diddy was dope. I thought he was live, and hell, I wouldn't mind being like that. You know what I'm saying? But I didn't know
his freaky side, fucked up side.
Yeah, you know the other side. You know, I like the way his brain worked as far as businesses.
He always hustled.
He hustled. He made money. when you hear everything that he made, his music, and you heard him talk on it, the music was dope. The music was dope. Yeah. Everything was dope.
Yeah.
And it was like everything he put out was dope. You know, he always looked like he had the best cars, the best clothes. Mm-hmm. It was like, but now, you know, it's on the material side, it was like,
oh yeah.
And I admired his you know, his business sense. It was like, wow.
Oh, when you hear about how he came up and taking the train to New York, and, you know, it wasn't New York to D.C. Well, from New York to D.C. at first, right?
He's a Harlem dude. So yeah. I literally seen him, like, you know, like in Dougie Fresh's old videos, like.
But then he had to go somewhere first to work, and then he was coming back. Or no, am I getting that wrong? I know he was going and working with, what music producer was he?
Andre Harrell.
Was it him?
Yeah, I mean, he went to Howard. I think he went to Howard.
Yeah.
Which was, I think Howard, isn't Howard in D.C.?
Thought it was more south, but.
Let me see. I don't know where Howard University is.
Not 100%.
But he started off as, you know, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
But, you know, he came from, like, promoting parties and...
I'm not well informed on everything, but, yeah, he hustled. He got shit together.
He was a hustler.
But the problem is, I was talking, this didn't work.
He used to dance. He was a dancer.
Uh-oh.
I seen him
Can't
on...
Can't stop, won't stop.
I seen him on Father MC, Treat Them Like They Want to Be Treated videos when right. he was younger.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that shit.
Yeah, he was dancing on
So it
was
Tupac, right?
Tupac was on Digital Underground dancing.
Yeah.
He was a background dancer, and then he, you know, did a couple of verses on
Right. Yeah.
All Around the World, Same World.
Yeah.
I mean, same song.
Yeah.
That was the first time I heard Tupac rap.
Okay. I used to be one of my jams, and I didn't know that was one of his first times.
I think that was.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Go ahead, Tupac. Go ahead and rock this.
So that's
it's like
one of that movie. Number Trouble. But anyway, yeah.
So it's like, you know, Puffy came from, and even when lawyers, you know, they coming up, they have an expression like, yeah, I came from behind, you know, Johnny Cochran. I used to carry his bags.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's like he came from literally carrying people's bags or, you know, doing the work.
Oh yeah,
learning the business from, you know, behind, and then he, you know, grew up and he became like the CEO of his empire.
Yeah, yeah.
But all the things that's coming out is not favorable. But, you know,
not
it's like,
at all. And what they still saying that he had Tupac shot, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's the story. They say that about Big too.
Yeah, that he had him.
I've heard stories that they, you know, people will say that, you know, I think Tupac demise was because he got into it with a gang member or something.
Yeah.
But then they said, well, Big, they don't know about that.
Yeah.
It's hard to say. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, all speculation.
I don't know about none of that stuff, but it's like, you know, he's definitely, the fact of the matter is, he's definitely had a lot of death around him.
Oh, yeah, with his ex-wife or some shit.
They wasn't married. Kim,
that was his ex-wife.
Mother of his children.
There you go, yeah.
Mother of his children. You know, everybody from the label Uptown.
Yeah, you were saying. I was seeing clips on that shit.
Yeah, they said Kim used to be like a secretary or an assistant in Uptown.
Right.
Andre Harrell is gone. Heavy D is gone.
I'll be sure
was almost gone.
Yeah.
Groove Beat Chill's still here, but he's in a wheelchair. Groove Beat Chill was a group that they said House Parties was originally about them.
Okay.
Not Kid and Play. It was originally about Groove Beat Chill, and that was... Remember Chill Stop Bumping the Table?
Yeah.
Like, yo, Chill, stop bumping the table. Chill was like mean mugging like he was bumping the table.
Yeah.
That was Chill from Groove Beat Chill. And he's acting, but he was a part of that Uptown scene too.
Okay.
But he's in a wheelchair.
Right.
I don't know if that has anything to do with anything, but, you know.
Right, right. Yeah, man. It was all, like I said, but I was saying beforehand, all the other shit, all the freaky shit comes with when you just have so much money, you don't know what else to do. But
well, see, here's the thing. It's like, no, I'm not into the, I mean, I know. I'm just using for example, that ain't me now. So why would that be me when I have money?
People change is what I hear.
Or is always in you.
It's always in you, and then you have think about
some of the comedians we know.
Yeah.
Now.
All right.
That are doing things, and you be like, wow, they are so talented, but they got vices.
Yeah.
So, since they're so talented and they got vices, right? How you think they'll be if they had money?
Right. Able to indulge in those vices.
Even more than before.
Exactly, yeah.
So it's got to be in you. Like, that's why I don't never buy when people are being messing with children or being abusive when they say because they was drunk or high.
Oh, yeah, no.
No. I've been drunk and high, and I didn't want to beat no one, and I didn't have any desire to be with no child.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
It ain't in you.
Not in you. Yeah.
It's not in you. So,
nope.
So those things are definitely
right.
in you.
100%. Yeah.
So what he was doing, even his apology, you know, Sean Combs said that he apologized for his behavior in that video and things like that. He said he was effed up. He was at a bad place. And maybe that all of that is true.
Right. Doesn't justify
it. It don't justify it. And it's like, I don't know. It's just, it's sad to see.
Yeah, it is.
I'm not happy to see him going through none of this.
No, because I was a fan of all his music.
Yeah, me too.
And, you know, on side of the other stuff, where what was it, gay stuff and everything.
Even that to me was.
That's whatever, yeah, because I don't care what people do out, you know, behind
closed doors. Yeah, but even with that,
I'm just saying, who knows? It is what it is. I don't care about that shit. But when you're hitting chicks, that it's like, come on, man. What are you doing? You know, you know that shit ain't cool. You know, it's like, to me, that's like one of the worst. And I don't even care if a chick hits you. Unless she's like a professional fighter. Not even then. You have the right to defend yourself, but.
You do.
You know what I'm saying? It's just, I don't know. A lot of people say if a chick puts her self in a place that hit a man, she can get hit like a man, but it's like, most of the time you did that messed up shit to deserve probably getting hit that bad if it came to that. But I know chicks are crazy, so I know they just wild out. But either way, what he did, she was obviously trying to get away from him, and he chased her down and beat her ass. Not good. That's that, like you said, that I don't know if that's always been, it might have always been in them, but I think definitely with money and power, it's grown to be worse.
In my opinion, I think that, you know, you're allowed to do whatever you want when you're in a certain circle or in your certain financial area.
Yeah.
Until whoever the powers that be turn their back on you, and then it all crashes down.
Yeah, because the problem is because they allow you to do what you want, but then there's footage of everything.
Well,
and so whenever they decide,
that footage didn't have to get out.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying.
That was back in 2016.
That's what I'm saying. It's out now.
Yeah,
is this the first we're seeing it?
Yeah, so it was like it didn't have to get out. It was. This is what I honestly think. I think the powers that be that's been protecting him and shielding him for so many years. Mm-hmm. Turned his back on him for whatever reason.
Yeah. Well, they need a fall guy to take their mind off of some other shit. You got to think about it like this, too. What's the best form of distraction? Keep people entertained. Why do you think we have the programming? Why do you think we have the TV stations and the movies and all? Keep you entertained while we do all this other shit. Just watch your shows. Come home and watch your shows. Don't worry about what's going on out there.
Yeah, don't worry about what's going on in the world. Don't worry about, you know, that's a distraction from election time.
Or whatever, yeah, whatever shit's going down in politics or overseas. Hey, look at one of your favorites, P. Diddy. Look at what's going on with him. We'll pull up a video he did almost ten years ago.
So you can ignore what we're about to do or what we are doing.
Yeah.
So you can ignore and not even realize there was a food shortage.
Mm-hmm.
Look at Diddy.
Yeah, that's how they do it. Anytime there's some fuck shit going on, like, look over here, look over while they're fucking.
Yeah, that's a distraction.
Yeah.
It's a distraction. And to be honest with you, we're in the profession of distractions.
Are we though? No, yeah. I think we're in the business of fucking really just talking shit about said distractions. If you really want to think, I know
some of us.
Our comedy is a little different. We talk about personal stuff. We're out there to make people have fun and have a good time. We're not out there for distractions. We're out there to give you a laugh in said fucked up situations.
You know what? Just like the NBA and the NFL, I think that we are like they take the best of the best to cause the distractions when distractions are needed.
I mean. You can say that, but we're actually striving to do something for ourselves and for other people in a sense.
We want to be well-paid distractions.
But we're trying to fulfill people by having a good night out so they enjoy themselves and be laugh distracted. In this fucked up world.
It's a distraction. However you look at it, it's a distraction.
It's a distraction from the mundane, but it's their choice to go out. It's not the fact that they're just sitting there being fed all this other stuff to keep them entertained while they're doing fuck shit.
Yeah.
What I'm saying? We're our goal isn't the same as what they're doing.
But basically, that may not be our personal goal.
It's still a distraction from life. Yeah, 100%.
Looking at the big picture.
I get it.
Yeah.
It's still a distraction.
We are gestures.
We're a form of entertainment.
We're gestures.
But gestures are important. You know that the jester is the one person that can clown
the king
with, and not to say that there wasn't any that were killed or beheaded, but. I guess the form is that, you know, nobody can be like, if you can't talk shit about somebody, then there's something wrong with them. So they would have the jester, and he would be like the comedian. He would go up there and try and tell the king all the fucked up shit that the villagers thought of him without directly saying they don't like you, or, you know, he had to come up with a way of informing him by being silly without crossing a line of dying.
Yeah.
In a sense. It was one of the first forms of being a comedian, but, you know, it was, yeah, they would definitely behead some of the motherfuckers. But
did they behead them because they were too good, or they were talking terrible shit?
Probably just because they were talking too much shit about him. They're like, all right, motherfucker, you can't have all these people. Off with his fucking head. We can't have you talking shit about me fucking smelling like fucking garbage. I don't give a fuck. I'm the king. You see, my bath is better than yours, bitch. Bye, you're dead. Put him in the dungeons. I'm glad we ain't alive in those times, dog. Fuck.
Well.
All stinky booties.
Plus, we have to deal with men in tights.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was the fucking fashion?
Yeah, some tights.
Stinky.
To be or not to be. Ignore the stains. To be.
TV dribble.
I sat in coffee. To be or not to be. I'll need brown tights.
Where's the tailor?
Fashion me up some brown tights.
Yeah, it would. I wouldn't want to live back then. But, you know, I don't know. You say we're a distraction. I get it.
Absolutely, man. But you don't think so?
We are, but it's a good distraction. I mean, people are going out for a reason to feel good. We provide that.
You know what?
Some of us. Other people may disappoint people and may make them angry by talking about different things.
Yeah, I mean, there's certain things that I don't talk about. I don't talk about politics.
But the beautiful thing about I think the beautiful thing about comedians is that we're the last truth tellers. Even though we make up a lot of shit, when it comes to like trying to talk shit about a subject, we have to know what we're talking about in order to talk about it properly.
It's just like a graffiti artist.
Exactly.
You have to know the alphabet to do good graffiti.
What the fuck?
If you don't know the alphabet, you cannot manipulate the shapes of the letters and shadows and things like that. Right, you cannot be a good graffiti artist if you don't know the alphabet.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I see where you're at with that.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. Like, you know, and even with, you know, my jokes are not, I can be that way, and maybe I will try to dibble into the truth-telling thing.
Yeah. I mean, but there's a line with it, because then it just sounds like you're preaching. You know what I mean? So you got to hit it.
You know
with,
I could do that.
I PSAs all day in this bitch.
I could do that for hours.
Yeah.
Hours on hours, but I don't.
Exactly. Exactly. So we go up
there. And I used to do it on stage for a second or two.
I know. And I told you the PSAs. That's what this is for. This is your
sometimes
moment.
I do it on here, sometimes I don't.
But you can't.
Yes, I know.
This is the platform for that.
You know, absolutely.
On the stage is for jokes. Or a story that's funny. You know what I'm saying?
I've heard a lot of stories tonight with no punchlines.
None. It's just fucking blah, 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 blah.
You know what? And now that we're on the subject, I've watched a number of comedy shows, Netflix specials actually, where people are just talking and talking and talking and talking and talking. So I was like, a light bulb went off in my head. All you got to do is be able to talk.
You got to have fans to support you and want to hear what you're saying. That's all. That's what it comes down to, man. You got to have people out there that really just want, like you, and want to hear what you have to say about said subject. That's why all these comedians out here now, the big guys and everything, a lot of them talk about what the fuck is going on, because they're to the point where in their life where they've probably talked about a lot of their shit. They're still going to talk about what they want within their parameters of life, but they'll hit these subjects because they know their fans want them to fucking touch on this shit.
Well, I
you know what I mean? And it's easy material because there's always shit going on. It's just timeless. I mean, it's time stamped. And like you said, it doesn't age well because you're talking about like the submarine or some shit, you know, imploding, but that happened last year, right? Yeah, last year.
I think so.
Yeah, so it's like, you can't put, if you're going to put in a special, you know what I mean? You're just going to talk about that. That's going to be fucking super old in a couple of years. Nobody's talking about that shit no more because it was a topical fucking subject.
Well, what's happening is the world is definitely changing and people are being more informed.
Yeah.
And the truth is coming out, and then it's like you're seeing how evil the world is, and you're seeing how evil or how the law was made to manipulate or keep a certain people or individuals down. Anybody that's speaking anywhere of the truth are considered dangerous.
Right.
A lot of people, like, even now, just think about now. Like, now that they legalized marijuana, all of the people that's doing jail time for marijuana is now being, like, released and things like that.
I mean, they
that.
Better.
They should be.
Should be.
But
they
but
won't.
That's because that, you know, times have changed and people are looking at things differently.
Yeah.
So, wonder if other crimes.
Oh, dude, they're trying to lower the age already for kids.
But I'm just saying, just think of other crimes that's out here that were considered crimes and people are still in prison.
Oh, yeah, that really ain't shit now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Crimes and, you know, laws have overturned, and then, like, speculations and things, like, if you look back and look at evidence and these people didn't. I mean, I know they got the innocence program. People are being released every day.
Yeah.
But you know, I never understood why Charles Manson was serving time.
I don't know. You talk about that. I mean, he should have been serving a lot of time, but he
for
got
what?
A lot for other robberies and things he did, grand theft, that he was just getting a slap on the wrist.
But he didn't kill anyone.
No, he didn't, but he incited. He incited. I get it. He shouldn't be in jail for murder.
And the people that
he killed. But do you know what he went to jail for? Do we actually? I don't know the actual charges. That's the thing.
He was like the mastermind. And
was that what it was for, though?
He tried to start a race war.
I mean, that's hearsay. That's not good evidence.
He was in prison until he died.
Well, I understand, but it had to have been for something else. Because they had to have been able to build a case against him for that.
Well, now they're saying, like, you know, like, knowing how the powers that be and the people that make the decisions are, and knowing what they stand for with pedophilia and a lot of, like, because unfortunately, with Sean Combs is being, you know, charged with, and in addition to, you know, he was supposed to be sex trafficking and this and another. That's nothing new in the Hollywood world.
Sex trafficking? Yeah, apparently not. Jesus.
So,
I mean,
basically, so people are saying, like, you know, Orlando Brown has brought it to light that, you know, he was like, well, the people that Charles Manson murdered were Hollywood execs.
Mm-hmm.
And if they were into or being, you know, in that evil world, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
They're saying he should have murdered more.
Yeah, right. That's the whole Dexter type thing. Getting rid of serial killers. You know what I mean? Getting rid of bad people. You know, is it?
I don't know if they were bad or good. I don't know.
I mean, if he's saying they were part of some pedophilia shit and that
I don't know.
He got rid of him because of that, but I don't know. I don't know if it was a random thing. I'm not sure. Obviously, it was probably.
It definitely was not random.
I was going to say, it was probably the right, obviously, house for a reason, but. Yeah.
And then people manipulate stories in history to try to make a certain side look better than others.
Like,
for example, like, without knowing the information or not really knowing what it was. Like, right. For example, perfect example, when September 11th happened. Okay. We didn't know what that was about. We didn't know what it was.
No.
And we were just like, they're attacking tall buildings.
Yeah, right.
Get away from all the tall buildings.
Yeah.
But it was actually, what, attacking the financial structures?
I think so. Yeah, they were. It was a planned attack. It wasn't like.
It wasn't just tall buildings.
No, that's where all the I guess, government
people
or some shit, supposedly. Yeah, I don't know if it was financial
institutions, I don't know.
Yeah, they were definitely. It was planned. It wasn't just a random attack on tall buildings.
But we didn't have the intel.
No, yeah, we didn't know that. Yeah.
And like,
yeah.
You know, maybe now they do have the intel with the Charles Manson murders or they always did and never shared it with
all
us.
All I'm saying is, dude, like I said, I think his name is Tom O'Neill. He wrote a book about Charles Manson. He was working on it for like 20 years. Like when he first was getting into shit, he was, I think, doing a story for Rolling Stone. And he kept finding just shit, like with links with the CIA and all types of crazy fucking shit. And he found out basically that he thinks Charles Manson was working with the CIA. And they were keeping him fucking this out of jail and keeping him. I don't know if it was to mess up the hippie movement or whatever the hell it was, but they were basically using his ass and feeding him LSD and teaching him how to, you know, manipulate people for whatever reason.
You never will know the true story. Just like, you know, I heard another reason why Puff's or Sean Combs' house got raided. Was not to look for evidence, but to destroy certain evidence that he had on people.
Right.
I believe that.
That's not far-fetched either.
Yeah, so it's like.
I don't discredit that.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So you don't know.
I know. That's what I said. I don't believe shit, dude. I don't fucking trust anything, man.
You never know.
And the worst is like now with video and AI and
you still can't trust that.
Right now with all the footage we have out there, mm-hmm. we have 100. This is 136 will be this episode.
They got our voices. They could have us saying anything.
Anything.
Yeah.
Anything.
Based on actual words that we use.
Yeah, and I've said a lot of filth. And I've said a lot of words. So it's, except one. I ain't saying that word. So you ain't going to have that on audio.
I'm sure they can manipulate and chop up something.
I know, but what I'm saying is, it's just, that's how crazy. You see the ones on TikTok with like Donald Trump and fucking Biden. Yeah,
like I said, Biden, this is what they're doing for fun.
Right?
It's all funny until it's not.
No, yeah, until they decide, no, this is what we're going to. Imagine they have a thing where it could be whoever, president, talking. You'll know it's fucked up if it's too clear. They'll have to have some fucking random shit if it's Biden. But you know what I'm saying? Like a world leader, just any world leader. Somebody can hack and shit, make it, hack it, put it out there. You've seen it in the movies.
Oh, yeah.
Where it takes over all the fucking satellites and shit, and they fucking blast it. And then what? Somebody freaks out in fucking World War III or some nukes are fucking shot off because they seen a video of somebody on you know, TV and War of the Worlds. Remember that? This was over the radio when they first aired that shit, and people really thought there was an alien invasion.
Yeah,
because of some shit they didn't. They just heard. So
it's terrible.
It is, man.
It's crazy. Like I always say, it's all fun and games until it's not.
100%.
You know. So just my thing is, you know, I was asked like, with everything that's going on in the world, what can we do? What do we do? And my answer and my reply was, it's way above my pay grade. Mm. What I can do is stay prayed up and watch how I treat people. You know what I'm saying? So right. That's basically all we can do. Are we supposed to walk around with aluminum foil hats?
No, but some shit's going down, man. Some shit ain't right. And the worst thing is it's getting worse. Because they're trying to censor everything. People you thought that were smart, like, and let me back up, because I never really thought all these people in government were smart. As a kid, you think they're smart, but when you get older, after you turn 20-some years old, you realize all these are just fucking dummies that are in a position that I didn't want, and they're the ones that wanted the job. There's some smart people in those positions, and they're actually trying to make things right. But there's a lot of people that are just in there just because they want to be in that position.
That part, but then I think, you know, once you become like over a certain pay grade, there is a disconnect.
Yeah, 100%.
So there's a disconnect.
Most of them have a disconnect going into it because they're coming from a well-off family.
Yeah, well-off family.
College for political science.
Yeah, stuff like that. But I'm saying, like, real. If you're disconnected, like, for example, like the companies that people can work for, and everything looks good from up above.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're actually doing the groundwork, you know how messed up things are really actually going.
Every day.
Like, you know, this is messed up. This ain't working. That ain't working. But you're getting things done, but because that's what makes it look good from above.
Oh, yeah. But you're a hero. But yeah. Any little fuck up, it's your fault.
But yeah, but every little F up is more than just one. It's a bunch of stuff. Hey, this, if you ever zoom in or magnify it or even come in off your high horse and just come and take a walk with me, see this is messed up.
Yeah,
look at this. Look at how this is going.
Yep.
Yeah, it's being delivered, but it's being tough. It's tough being delivered.
Yeah.
We got to manually open this. This is messed up. But you're looking at it from above, and I think sometimes that's how.
Well, because they see the bottom line. This was sent out. This was delivered.
Yeah. But
the in between, I don't give two fucks.
That's
man.
What I'm saying. Like the politicians, I think sometimes it could be a disconnect.
Well, no, it's most of the time. It's those real ones that are actually there because they came from nothing, fought their way because they actually believe in changing a system that they believe in, which is crazy because it's only so many years old compared to fucking China or Japan. We got thousands of years of history.
Mm-hmm.
We have hundreds of years of history. You know what I mean? This is fucking brand new. everything we're doing is brand new. We think it's been so long, but in retrospect, it really hasn't. It really hasn't. A lot of shit has changed in a short amount of time in human history that we've been alive. Think about that.
I
thought it would get better, but it's gotten worse is what I'm saying. It's unfortunate because I thought I grew up in a time where people had it figured out. And when you get older, you realize, no, there's still ignorant fucking people out there that are racist. Just don't get it. Just don't understand that we're all people. You know what I mean? We're all trying to get through this world day in and day out. Most of us have shitty jobs that we don't want to be at. You know what I mean? Just enough to enjoy those little moments that we have when we don't got to go into a place, you know what I mean, for 8 to 12, 15 hours.
Yeah, I mean, so even that, you know, as an intelligent being speaking to that and even speaking to young people, or even just things that you realize that, you know, that the whole education system was pretty bunch of bull crap. And the bull crap that was there has been taken out.
Yeah, like, right.
You know, because we
had... All the history books are lies.
Yeah, you know, only thing that's solid in school is mathematics and science.
That's it. And even mathematics is being fucking... And science is being questioned now with Terrence Howard. Go watch the Joe Rogan podcast, y'all,
But still, mathematics and science
is pretty much settled. It's solid at this point.
You can't really fabricate that.
No.
Numbers don't lie.
No. Yeah. Especially with the system we got in place, yeah, the numbers equal out.
Yeah.
You can fudge them, but can be found.
But basically, the BS that we actually did have, you know, I was, you know, telling my nephew, you know, the things that we had when we was in school. We had typing, we had auto mechanic, we had home ec, we had gym class, and other things that I'm probably missing right now. Right. But, you know, a lot of those things have been removed.
Yeah.
And they don't do that anymore. And he was just saying, like, you know, he's 19, and he was just telling me that, you know, why didn't he learn about credit? Why didn't he about, you know, buying a car or a home or stuff like that in school?
I mean, I mean, it's pointless to even talk about it, but in college I gave a speech about the curriculum and how it needs to be changed. And, you know, I mean, it's not designed to help people who are not going into college afterwards. It's not designed to let you know about life and, like you said, with credit cards and getting in debt and, like you said, how to pay a car and what insurance. Well, you think you're just going to get a car, but no, you got to get insurance on that car. So now this is what you're paying instead of this.
School should teach that. Yeah. It should teach about especially the medical coverage or insurance or benefits.
They don't teach that at all. No. If they have home ec, don't get chicks pregnant or don't have no babies. Health. What I'm saying, health. What did I say, home ec?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cooking, yeah.
Cooking
so you can, cooking so you can get that. But the health classes, either way, they don't teach nothing about insurance at all in the health class. They show you the fucking, the food pyramid, which is wrong.
No, the food pyramid was only to ensure that the pharmaceutical companies will be in business. Crazy. They're going to make sure that you're going to have high blood pressure, diabetes, and other health issues.
Isn't it crazy?
It's all about part of the plan.
Lies. Wow. Isn't that crazy, though? But for what? What's the purpose? Why are you fucking...
Well, first of all, if you live too long, you'll be collecting retirement.
I know that.
And aspect. Social Security too long. They don't want you to live that long, man. And if you're healthy and you're not on medications, how would the pharmaceutical companies survive?
Was that in the beginning? Maybe that's now. That's the thought process in the grand scheme of things.
But well, it's always been the process.
Was that really the process just for Social Security and money purposes?
Huh?
Come on, man. Fucking. That's what we're living for.
You can retire at 62, but you want to if you want to get all your benefits,
65 or something.
67, I believe.
It's 67.
67.
They pushing that bitch. Motherfuckers are living longer.
Yeah, people are living longer, and our Social Security.
Think about it, man. We're pushing 50, and we're looking
and,
good.
And that's why they're
people at 50 at our age didn't look very good.
And that's
when we were younger.
I mean,
think about when you were 20 and you seen somebody who was 50; they were fucking old.
We old.
My, but we don't look old.
My nephew told me anybody that's born in 1900s is old as fuck. They all born in like 2000 or something. I know, so we like 19, even 19.
Look at me, Mom.
99.
Come on, man. I mean, I know I ain't everything, but come on. 46, Devin.
I'll be 49.
49. Look at you. See? Come on, man. We seen motherfuckers. Decrepit motherfuckers, 50 years old when we were kids. Like, 50? You 50? Damn! All
right, damn.
We're pushing that bitch.
Yeah, well.
So to the Midnight Pocket Podcast, brought to you in part by the Acumen Paralegal Services, help you help yourself the legal way. The services that they offer, they help with documents that need to be typed, guardianships, probate, divorce, wills and trust, complaints, business organization, financial planning, and legal research and writing. Go ahead and give them a call at 216-727-0049 or 216-456-2000. Michelle White will get you right.
Dash! Where can they find you at?
Justin Fuller County on all platforms. Hey, check the website too. I ain't updated it yet, but I'm going to get that updated.
And I am the _great. _CoreE. That's where you can find me, or you can find us both at the Midnight Paco Podcast.
Right. Thank you, everybody, for watching, man. Please feel like, subscribe, notifications. Keep it going, man. We're trying to get worldwide. We already worldwide, but we got to hit a couple different countries. We ain't in. So yeah, make sure you share.
We got to light up them countries.
Yeah, we got to light up them continents on the analytics, baby. All right, love you, everybody. Peace out.
Midnight Paco. Midnight Paco Podcast. Midnight Paco Podcast.